From Los Angeles, it's the Life Changes Show.
Look at the bright lights. Look at the bright
with tonight's guest, Dr. Ilan Ozulu and his daughter, Ipek Ozulu Goldberg.
Look at the night sky. Look at the night sky.
This is the authentically entertaining conversation that matters. I am Mark Leisure, and now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
It's Turkish night here at Life Changes, and we couldn't be happier. Actually, personally, I couldn't be happier for sure. I haven't been reminded of this particular thing in years. My father worked as a professor for the Defense Language Institute in Monterey. Now, we could argue as to whether or not the whole defense system was a good thing or not, but as far as us kids were concerned, my father exposed us to so many different cultures and music because of the fact that all of his colleagues and friends were from every part of the world. All the professors would get together, and my father would invite us so that we could get to know other cultures, and that was important to him. And every year, there was a language day in which the defense school would open up to the community and the world. Anybody that wanted to attend would come and spend the whole day, and every country that was represented there, or the languages that were taught there, would host a room or two or three where they would have their music and their art and their culture represented in different ways, from games and art, and then there would be performances. And so I got to be familiar with different instruments and different languages and different dances and different costumes. And it wasn't until last night, after I went off into my own world, and that language day, I don't think, unfortunately, exists anymore. But last night, I got to see our guests perform for their audience here in Los Angeles, many of whom were Turkish. And our guests being Turkish and musicians and masters at the Turkish art of music, I watched and I experienced and I felt like I felt when I was a kid, even though I didn't understand the language. I felt like I was picking up on, wow, these people are sharing and happy and they get it. And then there were groups of Americans sitting around as well, and they got up and started dancing too. And I'm like, everybody gets it. And though we don't understand each other, we understand each other and we're all the same. And I haven't remembered this experience in such a long time. And so I'm thrilled that this happened. And here we are having Turkish Day on Life Changes. And so when we come back, we're going to talk to our Turkish friends, Ilan and Ipek, and we'll get to share with you what we experienced last night and what other people get to experience. And hopefully we can all learn and grow and see how much we all are alike. And when we come back right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Marianne Williamson, Gary Anthony Williams, Sharon Stone, and Alex Gray on our archive page at lifechangesshow.com. Or you can visit us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We We are back. And Mark, thank you so much for bringing your friends here today.
This is an exciting night for me. Every show is exciting, but this is even more special because Ipek and her husband Craig and now Ilhan and their whole family have become my family. And I had the opportunity of witnessing what you witnessed and had some similar kind of ahas or epiphanies of my own a few weeks back down in San Diego. And so I know they touch audiences all over the world, as we'll hear. But what we're going to hear today and what I learned was special to what they do is the sincerity with which they connected with mm-hmm. everybody in that room. And it's and also the way they live their lives. Yeah. So, Turkish night on Life Changes.
Well, you know, actually, and I was also thinking on this and how special our show is to me and to us, I know, but to so many people, where in so much of the world, on the news, et cetera, they're focusing on the differences in people. Here we are, we're focusing on the sameness. And at the same time, the uniqueness, because the music is unique, and yet we all can vibe at the same level. It's a beautiful thing. So,
very true. Very true.
So with that, they're musicians, and they're so much more. They're classically trained, and they're traditionally trained on the violin, on the viola, on the keyboards, on the guitar. I mean, it's quite impressive. And a beautiful thing, and singing, and probably dancing too. Unfortunately, we won't get to experience that here today. They are father and daughter, and what a special thing to have Ilhan Özulu and Ipek Özulu Goldberg here with us today. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.
Talk about happy. The two of you on stage yesterday together, the way you would look at each other and smile and look at the audience and smile and engage them, and then you would hug, and it was like, wow, these guys are, you can't fake that.
Yeah.
Now, of course, Ipek, you've been doing this since, well, all your life, but literally you started training at 6 years old.
I did, yeah. So I started out my classical music education in Istanbul, Turkey, where I was born and raised. At the age of 6, I started playing classical violin at the University of Istanbul's conservatory, state conservatory. And it's been a magical journey since then. And, you know, I'm so happy and thankful that my parents put in so much time and effort and money into my music education. I cherish that now. And it's just been a great journey. It's that powerful feeling of being on stage and performing for people. And, you know, as you already kind of said, music is an international language and it translates across the board. So
Ipek was mentioning investments. So I can see the ROI, return of investments. So we can see the valuable, very nice performance today. So I'm proud of her. She's a great musician,
thank you,
great violinist. She can explain in details what she did in the United States. She was playing violin many, many years.
Yeah, I saw that she was a concert master in corporal orchestras.
It's true. It's true. So we moved to the States when my father got a job offer in 92 and actually didn't speak any English when I first moved here. Started school and I started playing with DC Youth Orchestra. That was my first orchestra in the States. And then after that, I went on to play with American Youth Philharmonic Orchestras. Gradually, you know, going through their four different orchestras. And after high school, I actually got a music scholarship at Virginia Tech, where I initially went. And then later transfer, that's a different story. But I graduated with a marketing degree with a minor in music and IT. And after college, it's been, you know, I want to keep music in my life. Of course, it's a big passion of mine. And currently, now that, you know, my husband and I moved to San Diego 5 years ago, and currently I am a violinist, first violin with the Greater San Diego Chamber Orchestra. So, continuing the music as always.
Well, I know that you've had your experiences getting acclimated to this culture, and the irony of it is to look at you and to see you yesterday, you wouldn't know, you know, and all of a sudden this whole other culture comes out and it's a part of you. Ilhan, in your case, however, you weren't a child when you came to this country. So what was that experience like?
I was 36 years old when I came to the United States. And I changed my career four times in my life. I can say 3 + 1. One is always there, music.
Music, yes.
And when I started economist, then I switched to broadcaster, radio TV broadcaster. And now I'm in the IT field, information technology. I'm a software developer, 19 years. I worked for Defense Department many, many years. As you said at the opening, your father worked at the DLI. And my first job offer from California when I moved 3 years ago from DLI. Uh-huh. I passed the exam. I got the clearance. I got the job offer. I went to Monterey, California. I saw all the facility. I said, this is a small town. I cannot play music here. Mm. Music always a passion and very important in my life. I said, okay, I have to move some city area. That's the reason I moved to Orange County and close to Los Angeles. If I go back, I'm originally from Uzbekistan, from Central Asia. My parents came from Tashkent, Uzbekistan. I was born in Istanbul, so I can fluently speak Uzbek language. And when I started college, at the same time, I started music school. So always music in my life. I started economist and musician. And when I started college, I started to play music everywhere, all around Istanbul, in Turkey. I toured Europe several times. I was working in cruise ships, Mediterranean. That's my best time ever in my life as a musician before my marriage. So that's been a great time. And I played a lot of famous musicians in Turkey. I wrote my own arrangements.
Yeah, you had your own bands.
I had my own bands.
Top hits.
I had four
singles.
You're
a rock star.
Turkish rock star.
We started 1969. We had 45 RPM single records.
Wow.
And I had my three records that time period. And after all, I started to work at the Istanbul University State Concert as a conductor of the symphony orchestra plus the jazz bands. And I also graduated from the viola department. And my main instrument is viola. But I started to play violin at the stage for entertainment. Next year, I'm going to celebrate my 45 years professionally and 50 years in music. I started in 1966. It's a half a century. So it's no way to retire from music.
Oh, it's you. It's in your blood. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that because music is so unifying. Actually, Ipek, I heard somebody say, actually, who was sitting next to me said, she's like the Shakira of Turkey, you know? And Ilhan is a Turkish rock star, and we have it all here at Life Changes when we come back right after this.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him, then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, "I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up." A second grader named Chandler said, "I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life." And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, "This is a great story. Bravo, Shadow." The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
You are listening to The Life Changes Show, live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as The Green Children, Dan Millman, Hot Rod Fuller, and Mike Marino on our archive page at lifechangesnetwork.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We're back. We're just having fun in the studio. It's like the whole actually the whole family is here. We've got Ipek and Ilhan, and we've got her husband and Ipek's mother and all of us.
And family. We're having fun, and as you said, it was an extension of the fun they created last night. And that you know, I was listening to what you were saying and about the events that I know you produced, and I think this is maybe perhaps more common to some of the global audience than it is even to Americans. But for me, it was a big aha in terms of. Filippo, you were mentioning the different people in the audience and how they all got up and connected. And that was the big takeaway for me, was how distant I think we've become in America in general, generally speaking, and in the pockets of it, but from community, from truly connecting, from truly engaging at a heart level, from dancing and just letting go and having a great time. And that's, Ilhan, what you create, the environment that you create, what you and Ipek, as you connect, you create. And I know that's what their family is about. But I'm highlighting this not only because it's a great experience with them personally, but on television and what we're witnessing and on the news, and there's this disconnect, and it brought up some moments of realization for me, because you grow up with a misunderstanding of other cultures, or just a lack of understanding of other cultures. And I think, mm-hmm. you know, the more that you start to see this, you see the connectivity, and it's really paramount. And so much of what life changes, we say, you know, you wake up in the morning, it doesn't matter where you're from, you do the best you can with what you have to work with to create the best life for you and your family. And we you know, the media has a tendency to try to bias one way or another, or tell all these stories, and yet and that takes us away from the common element of community. And that's what was so prevalent in your events and in my experiences with you, and part of why I'm excited with today's show.
Oh yeah. And actually just sitting here with you all, they're hugging each other and they're smiling at each other, and then they're waving through the window at their family, and it's like it's who you are, obviously.
Right.
You're
I want to mention something. This is like all entire family support. Like my parents supported me when I started music in 1966. And now I see Ipek, she's here, still here. So I want to mention special thanks to my wife, Denise. She supported Ipek many, many years. She was taking her from the regular primary elementary school, taking the music school 3-4 nights a day in the rainy, snowy days in Istanbul. It's nonstop support from family. So I really appreciate Denise's support for Ipek and myself.
Well, a big round of applause. Actually, you know what? I would love to hear, just for 30 seconds, the two of you speak to each other in the language that you were both raised with.
Tabii ki. Edemiz istersiniz.
Evet, konuşabiliriz. İpek çok güzel Türkçe konuşur. Türkiye'de okula gitti, öğrendi, yazdı.
Sağ ol, teşekkürler. Amerika'ya geldiğimizde hiç İngilizce konuşmuyordum. Ama Türkçe'yi hep devam ettik. Anneme baba teşekkürler onun için. Evde hep biz Türkçe konuşuyoruz ki unutmamamız için.
İpek'cim seni seviyorum. Craig seni seviyorum.
Ben de seni seviyorum.
Deniz, seni
anneciğim
seviyorum.
Craig, babacığım. Love you guys.
Love you. I understood that. Yeah. I actually understood some Turkish. I understood I love you guys.
Of course.
Did I, what was the word, seviyorum or something?
Seviyorum.
Seviyorum. What does that mean?
Love.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
I love.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, that's beautiful. Oh, you were
good
saying I love you to your family.
Yes.
Yes.
We love all of you guys.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear my name though. Mark, did you hear your name? I think I would have understood Seviorum, Filippo.
Seviorum, Filippo.
So, music obviously unites, and people say that a lot. And so, what is your experience with it when you're performing for American culture, or any culture that happens to be at your shows, or that you come and perform at?
I've been on stage many, many years, so I played international festivals, all mixed audience. I played like 20,000 people, especially in Washington, D.C. area, next to White House. We had run festivals many, many years. I played there. I set up the sound system. So I'm very familiar with the international crowds, especially playing in Europe, in Germany, Brussels, and other Belgium, other countries and cities, in Italy also. And so I love playing mixed audience, international audience. When I playing in Istanbul, there was a one nightclub. We had like all kind of people coming every night from all around the world. We had like 1,200 people every night packed. That's a nightclub. And our singer was singing like 40 different languages. Mm. So I learned how to say good night, welcome, I love you. They're important words for each language. So I love to play a mixed crowd, international crowd, different cultures. And I'm coming from Central Asian culture, so I can also play all the musical authentic ethnic music from Central Asia. When I was a music director of a Turkish art group in Istanbul, we toured all around Europe. We playing our local costumes from the ethnic regions, all Turkic music from China to a Balkan region in Europe. So I'm very familiar with all these kind of environments. So I love it to playing the different type of group of people.
And how do the audiences respond?
Especially when you say something in their language, they love it. Plus, when you sing a song from their language, even your pronunciation is not good, but they love it.
You've learned, in a sense, the tricks, but in actuality, it's much more than that. It's wanting to communicate.
That's correct, yes. And my education is master's and PhD in communication.
Ah.
So I love it.
Ah, okay. Well, Ipek, so growing up, were you excited about sharing your culture as you are now, or were you trying to hide it, or where were you?
You know, it's... I've always been proud of my culture. It is who I am. It's in my blood. You know, as I believe that I'm a very adaptable person. I mean, you know, when I'm with, I just want to share my culture with everybody because it's such a beautiful thing, and I'm excited to learn about other people's backgrounds and cultures. And growing up, of course, when we first moved here, and I started fourth grade. This is in the early '90s. You know, Turkey wasn't, you know, people didn't know about Turkey as much as they do now. And, you know, I believe it's my goal forever to, you know, living in a different country, to educate people about my culture and bring them in and share our music and our, you know, and all the, you know, last night you were there. It was so much fun. And, you know, I think it was a great experience to just bring new people in and expose them to different cultures. And I'm always up for, you know, learning something new too. So, you know, I think that's just something that I'll always be doing.
Well, it's something that I've always enjoyed to learn about different cultures. And it was interesting yesterday. I've seen the style of dancing, actually, in other Mediterranean cultural events. So that particular style, it's like you'd see the Americans get up and they'd dance, and then you'd see somebody that was from Turkey get up and the hands would go up. And,
yes, it's, you know, a lot of shaking.
Yes, exactly.
Much more interactive.
And yes, I'd say definitely. They're Turkish because the hips don't lie.
They don't.
You know, that masters of communication is so evident to me because there's also, you know, there's the Turkish culture, which you're representing, but the way I see it, it's clearly the Zulu and Goldberg culture that you're representing. Because what I see, Ilhan, when you walk through the room, it's almost as if you're not satisfied. It isn't about look at me like some performers are there in their zone and they're entertaining and everybody's getting something out of that. But you're almost not quite happy until you know that you've turned that person on one by one by one, everybody in the room, till everybody's sparkling. And I think that's so powerful.
I have always a target audience when I play somewhere in club or in a concert. If somebody doesn't interest in my music, that's my target. So I capture that person. And finally, that's the best audience for me. I convert them. So this is my kind of education and my experience, life experience.
And they appreciate it, I'm sure. It's interesting that today you said to me when we walked into the studio, you know, I'm sorry we didn't get to spend as much time as we did together. And I thought, I felt like so much of it was directed towards me, that besides the time we spent together in between your sets, but then on your sets, but then on stage, you looked at me and you smiled at me and the both of you. And I thought, you know, and having been on the other, being on the other side of that often as a performer, I knew that I wasn't the only one feeling that. And that is an art, my friends.
Thank you. Thank you.
And requires heart.
That's exactly right. I agree. Yes. So I love music. It's not my full-time job. I have a full-time job, but I love it. That's the reason my lifestyle. I like to play to audience and the crowds. So especially play with my daughter. That's plus. Two hearts together, better music.
Well, let's actually talk about the music, because when we come back from our break, we're going to get to hear some, and then later on, we're going to get to hear even more. So last night was a particular case because you did the 70s theme.
Yes.
Right. So you were playing Turkish music that was popular in the 70s, which
exactly.
is different from traditional. And interestingly enough, sounded like the Italian music I grew up with in the 70s that came from Italy, and some of the American music as well.
Right.
So I thought, wow, we were all playing the same music, just in different languages.
Totally. Same sound.
I have an addition here. When you talk about Italian music, I work with very famous Italian musicians. I played with Albano Romina Power.
Oh, jeez.
Plus, I played with Toto Cutugno.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that means absolutely nothing to our audience, but we're friends with we're not friends, but we know Romina Power, and if we can, we'll have them both in the studio, because they'll be performing here in April, I think.
Wow.
And then if not, we'll definitely have Romina herself. So
nice.
Maybe you'll have to come back.
Sure.
and you'll have
yes.
to be part of that band.
Of course, yes.
and that's the beauty, is it's in Europe, for example. You mentioned those people, Albano and Romina. They're hugely famous in Russia and other parts of the world. Not as much here,
exactly.
but hugely famous, like Madonna, rock star kind of thing in there. And in other parts of the world, even though the Russians might not understand the Italian, they love that music. We tend to, in America, just love what we know or what we understand.
Right.
And expanding that is important to us, and obviously important to you.
Yeah, the theme of the program, Life Changes, our life changed a lot in 22 years in the United States, especially Peck's life, my kid's life. And I have a son. He was born here. He's also a musician too. Every Mozzulo, he plays violin, he plays clarinet, he plays rock guitar right now. And he's at the San Francisco State University. He's a computer engineer and getting ready. And he's going to be one of my helper on my radio show, my own radio show. Every Monday night, I've been doing 2 years. So it's an internet radio. So I am a little bit familiar with your area right now. I love it.
We're very similar.
Definitely.
Because I am also an engineer, so computer engineering. So interesting.
It
feel like a long lost relative.
Excellent.
And that's part of the beauty, is that
right.
through the music you help people see similarities and feel united.
Tell us for just a moment a little more about your radio show.
My radio show I started as just one laptop computer. Just audience from all around the world. Every Monday night, I start at 7:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. And I have audience all around the world. It's basically in Turkish language. I have very famous politicians, and I have very famous singers, Turkish people from Turkey. So I sometimes pre-recorded interviews, sometimes live recordings. So it's the audience is going up and down. It depends on the season and the guest. I've been doing more than 2 years. I enjoy it just for fun. That's only. But it's going to be potential business for me in the future when I get retired from my daytime job.
Okay.
It's called RadioOzulu.com.
RadioOzulu.com. Excellent.
And Ozulu is O-Z-U-L-U.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And I was planning to put Radio Oz, but people maybe mix it Dr. Oz or something. He's also Turkish, right?
Dr. Is he?
Oz. Yes.
I didn't know.
Yeah,
he
Dr.
Is.
Oz is Turkish.
I didn't know that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Oh, so that's where the Oz. So maybe the Wizard of Oz was Turkish too.
<It's> possible.
All right. So when we come back, we're going to get to hear Ilan and İpek perform for us, and it's going to be an instrumental piece, right?
Right.
And it's going to be a traditional Turkish piece,
Turkish piece, very, very old song, talking about the town in Istanbul.
Okay.
Called it Üsküdar.
Okay. When we come back with İlhan and İpek right after this.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to the Life Changes Show live from Studio NoHo on the BBS Radio Network. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as Mariel Hemingway, Shadow Stevens, Gary Zukav, and Kyle Cease on our website at lifechangesshow.com. You can also follow us online via Twitter at Life Changes Show and at Facebook at The Life Changes Show.
We are back. We're about to hear Ilhan and İpek Özulu perform Üsküdar. İlhan Özulu and İpek Özulu Gordberg, and that was Üsküdar. I hope I'm saying that perfectly. I feel like that piece was a little bit about like a longing for a love for a particular town. Is it a town?
Yes, or? That's correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Istanbul basically a city in two continents, Europe and Asia. There's Bosphorus, and Üsküdar is located on the Asian side. The funny thing is, we were living with Ipek when she was a kid. We were living in the European side, and we were going to music school. I was going every day in the Asian side, by the sea. Mm-hmm. But it takes only 20 minutes by taking a boat or maybe ferry. And we were going to Asian side.
Yeah, it was one of the coolest things I would tell my friends when we first moved here. You know, they're like, where are you from? Oh, I'm from a country called Turkey. And, you know, I said, we used to live in Europe and my dad would go to work every day in Asia. And my friends would be like, whoa, he takes a plane. I'm like, no, he crosses this really awesome bridge.
One time we had a funny story. Ipek's American girlfriend came with us to Turkey to visit and we went to nightclub. It was like 5:30 a.m., sun rising and from the Asian side. And we were on the European side of the Bosphorus and you can see the Asian side. There's a bus bridge. And like 5:30 a.m., we were dancing outside, people like crazy. It never sleeps like in New York City.
Wow.
Istanbul.
And we thought we invented the raves.
Yeah.
That's life changes. I mean, to have experienced that and then now this.
That's something that I think is a little bit foreign to us. You know, when I first went to Europe as a child, and that was my first experience, and then to Asia and other places, you start to realize just how much history is really, truly on this earth. But yet we grew up thinking things are old at 50 years, you know. But then also the idea of borders, you know, it's so different to have neighboring countries, neighboring cultures that you're interacting with more than just having kind of a neighborhood with some of that background. But it's totally different when you truly be able to cross a bridge and immerse yourself in a completely different culture.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. In the history, the Turkey location of the Turkey is a bridge of cultures. And from Asia to Europe, from Middle East to going to Russia and other cultures, like a Turkey looks like a location as a bridge of cultures. So all mixed cultures lives in Turkey. When you go back, like a 3,000, 4,000-year-old ancient ruins and all historical places, everything's mixed together. In Istanbul, you can see like a 1,000-year-old building and a modern building there, all mix. This is the style of Turkish culture, and you can see in the cities, especially in big cities in Istanbul, like 15 million population, huge. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing to me. And that word is so powerful. And I think it's so important to us. We've used that word bridge so many times. Mm-hmm. Learning more about your culture and also learning more about your radio show. I know when you and I first talked, and I bring that up again, because perhaps that's a way that we all can be working together to bridge more of where we kind of meet on common ground and bringing music and bringing stories and pointing out more of this heart that
that's I'm looking for right now. I'm going to expand my audience and my geography, maybe more people, and I try to explain some Turkish culture, Turkish music, folk, maybe foods and different kind of all delicious foods in Turkish culture. So some of the areas maybe Turkish culture learned and maybe exposed in a different way. So I want to educate people to get the good insights of the Turkish culture.
Well, not only are you and Filippo similar in certain ways in the musicianship and how you come at things, but I think Dorothy, our executive producer, will support me on this, that you'll probably meet on common ground when it comes to the culinary world as well.
Yes, let's get together and cook.
Sure. Yes.
As a matter of fact, I'm feeling inspired that maybe we should have an international Life Changes Day where we help to share our cultures with everybody. And, you know, you're talking about the bridge and Asia and all of that, and you're surrounded by it because it's physically there. There is another country, and it's very close.
Right.
And here we don't have that, except for Canada in the north and Mexico in the south. And so you could say, well, it's not our fault as Americans that we don't have. But nowadays, I think it's important now with the connection that we have via internet and all that. I think it's important that we bring in those cultures because it enriches us. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It expands us.
Well, and bringing it in through this voice, as I was saying, as opposed to the voice which is, you know, so typically brought forward in media, which is usually when there's some sort of unrest or disagreement and there's not enough of this, of the common ground. The common ground that I see at Turkish Night when everybody's dancing and letting go and just enjoying each other's company and finding the common ground in the music and the other elements.
And living in the United States as a Turkish American here in the last 22 years, and I really enjoy freedom of speech, first of all, based on my radio shows. So I can extend all my opinions. My guests can explain or talk whatever they want. So I enjoy freedom of speech in the United States. So I love being here.
Well, we love that you're here.
By the way, this sounds like, with my dad's radio show as well, that you two should be guests at his radio show next.
That's a good idea. We talked about
that.
I think it's great. I'll have
I would love that.
Yes. I have to brush up on my Turkish.
You already learned Turkish.
You got a few words down.
And
Üsküdar,
right.
You got another
and
word.
Üsküdar, I know two words.
Perfect.
And happy to learn more, very much so. Well, let's do that.
Sure.
And then I was thinking kind of, you know, something small in the around the idea of maybe like an international Olympics of music and arts.
It's a good idea.
Sounds good to me.
I'm in.
Okay. we'll start with the Turkish contingency. And there it is. Well, when we come back, we're going to get to hear more music. And now tell us, you're going to sing and you're both going to sing.
Yes.
Right. Okay. So tell us about what we're going to hear.
So next song we're going to perform, it's called Çok Uzaklarda. It's a love song about a woman singing about her lover and he's so far away and she misses him. So I'm going to play it on the violin and sing that song. It's by Nilüfer, a very famous Turkish artist. And then I think my dad is singing a different song.
Yeah, I'm going to sing it like a Turkish folk music, but it's kind of modernized, arranged a different style. It's called Leylim Ley.
Leylim Ley? What does Leylim Ley mean?
It's like, there is no meaning actually. It's like a salute for the people in the village area, something like that. Feeling better and say hi or something like that.
Like a hello,
there
welcome.
There is no real meaning.
That's a huge meaning.
He means, I think, more direct translation, perhaps, but yes.
Okay. That's that kind of saying, there's no meaning in a hug. well, very good. Okay, so when we come back, we'll get to experience more of İlhan and İpek's music and love as they share it through these songs right here on Life Changes.
The Life Changes Show is a premier radio show presented by the Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people, celebrities, corporate giants, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart, integrity, and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your lives through the Life Changes Show, lifechangesnetwork.com, and through guest appearances on other inspiring shows and events. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching, a private consultation with one of us, corporate or live event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, please email us at info@lifechangesnetwork.com.
We are back, and I feel it. We're going to be starting to dance here in the studio in just a couple minutes, and looking at me, I'm so excited I'm even talking away from the microphone. I'm just looking at everybody in the studio. It's like, it's a party.
Getting ready to dance on the table.
Getting ready to dance and raise my hands. All right, well, with this, we're here. İlhan Özulu, İpek Özulu Goldberg, and oh gosh, I forgot the name of the song.
Çok uzaklarda.
Okay, I didn't forget. I knew I wouldn't be able to say it.
That's all right.
Here we go. I'm just wondering, do the people at work know that you do this?
You know, last night, one of my coworkers was there, our LA rep, and it was a first time experience for him. They didn't know. It was a secret.
Really?
She pulled that on us a couple of months back, where I don't think she told anybody that Nelson's just emerged and entertained for hours. It was spectacular.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
And it just goes to show that there's so much to each of us that we don't know. Actually, a friend of yours, Robert Buchholz, the artist.
Robert James, yeah, Robert Buchholz.
Yeah, Buchholz.
Good friend of ours, yeah.
Yeah, was there last night.
Yes.
And everybody was dressed 70, so I didn't recognize anybody. So he came up and he said, "Hey, I'm Robert," or Bob, or whatever he called himself. He said, "I was on your show." It was so loud in there, I couldn't hear.
Yeah.
"I was on your show." I'm like, "Okay." And then afterwards, we started talking. I'm like, "Oh, of course I remember you."
It must have been the outfit.
It was the outfit. It was totally the outfit. But anyway, so then we were talking, and he said, his friends, after being on the show, so many of his friends that listened in said, "I didn't know that about you. I didn't know that you did that." And we know so little about each other, and yet we think we know it all, and we make opinions and we decide. That's how the Turkish people are.
Yes.
They're all like that. Well, if they were all like this, that's a great thing.
Thank you.
So now we're going to hear more, I hope.
Sure.
And this time you'll be singing, right, Ilan?
Yes. It's called Lay Lim Lay.
Oh, that's right. The which means so much that
which
we can't describe
so
it.
Döncüm daldan kopan kuru yaprağı, leylim ley. Seher yeri dağıt beni, kır beni. Leyli mi ley? Götür dostlarımı buradan olsa. Leyli mi ley? Yarın çıplak ayağına sür beni. Leyli mi ley? Leyli mi ley? Leyli mi ley? Leyli mi ley? Leyli mi ley? Şavkı vurur sazım üstüne. Leyli mi ley? Söz söyleyen yoktur sözüm üstüne. Leyli mi ley? Gene ihlal kaşlı mı dizim üstüne. Leyli mi ley? Ay bir yandan sen bir yandan sar beni. Leyli mi ley? Leyli mi ley, leyli mi ley?
I won't be able to get that word out of my head. And as soon as the music started, Mark vouched me, backed me up on this. Hands went up.
Hands went up all around
the
studio.
We're
definitely doing more of this.
And actually something else that went up actually that I didn't know about when I saw a cover of Life magazine. What is that? Or a Turkish magazine?
Turkish Life?
Yeah.
So we were actually, Craig and I, we recently got married. We had four wedding ceremonies in four different locations between U.S. and Mexico. And on the Turkish Life magazine, the November issue, we were featured on the cover. Our wedding in Tulum was actually featured in there with a beautiful article written about us. And we just got the copies yesterday, so I can't wait to frame it.
Fantastic. You both get.
Congratulations. Thank you, yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations indeed. And you just got it yesterday, so
yeah,
we featured
I know.
It here. We should post it up on the website.
Sure, certainly.
Let's do that. We'll get a picture of that.
Perfect.
And we'll I always hate for shows to end, but this one in particular.
I would like to consider this the first in a series of shows that we'll do together.
Sure.
And thank you for taking the time out. I know you both have a busy schedule, and you're off to perform more and to different cities. And thank you for taking the time to be with us in the studio.
I have a show tonight.
Tonight again.
And where? Come on, join us.
And as a matter of fact, I have a new a new phrase. It will change the whole feeling of the hands up thing. We'll say hands up, Turkish music in the house.
Wave your hands like you really care.
All right. Well. With that, I feel like a friendship has been born. Obviously, Mark says he feels part of the family, and I feel like there might be some Turkish blood in me starting to go through me now. It's been a pleasure. It's been
thank
an absolute
you both
pleasure.
So much. We appreciate and we're honored to be on your radio show, and thank you so much, especially to
yeah,
to Mark
thank you
for
having
us.
Thank you for having us here today, and we really appreciate your invitation here. So we're part of your life changes and hope to see you work in the future together. And congratulations, your channel, and I wish you success.
Thank you.
I feel like all our lives have changed because of this, and so we're grateful. And actually, I want to give a shout out to our illustrious engineer here at Studio NoHo, where we are live right now. And especially because it's his birthday today. So
happy birthday, Brent.
Oh, no. What's going to happen here?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Brent. Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. And with that, we are Life Changes, and I'm Filippo reminding you that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to the Life Changes show on the BBS Radio Network. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, and visit us online at lifechangesnetwork.com. On Facebook at The Life Changes Show, and on Twitter at Life Changes Show. Join us again next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes. The Life Changes Network is an entertainment network. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests and participants and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of Life Changes.